Chester's
D106.3. Wonderful World, James Morrison on Chester's D106.3. Well, if you are a fan of the Great British Bake Off, I'm pleased to say joining me on the line is our favourite contestant from this year. It's Steph from Chester. Morning, Steph. We've talked a lot about you on The Breakfast Show.
Hi. Yeah, thank you. Really nice to speak to you.
Oh, it's lovely to speak to you. Of course, we're quite a few weeks into the Great British Bake Off now. You're representing Chester. What's it like inside that famous tent?
Oh, it's like nothing you could ever imagine. Like, I don't know what I thought or what I expected when I walked in there, but it's the most exhilarating and exciting and scary. I mean, like, I am just the most nervous person ever, so yeah, very scary, but yeah, just one of the most amazing experiences ever, so yeah, incredible.
I imagine it's a bit of a sweat pit in there, or do they keep it cool?
Do you know what, it's not too bad. Like, there are times when it does get pretty hot in there. As soon as the ovens go on, yeah, it starts to heat up, but particularly week one, it was pretty chilly weather, so we all had issues with cold butter, very cold butter. It was a nightmare. I never would have thought I would be saying it, but cold butter was a nightmare.
Oh, you don't want cold butter.
You don't want cold butter.
So tell us a bit about your love and your passion for baking. What got you into it, Steph?
You know what? I wish I could, like, pinpoint exactly when it was, but my granddad used to love baked bread, and I think there was something in me that suddenly was like, oh, you know what? I just want to try and see if I can bake him or bake a loaf of bread. And then I kind of went from there a little bit. And I really only dabbled with the things that I enjoyed eating as well. So I wasn't that, extravagant with my baking. But certainly, and it just was really therapeutic. And I quite like just being in the kitchen and making a mess. I love making a mess. I think there's a creative element and certainly a more scientific element to baking, and I think it just fit with something that worked for me. And I don't know, I certainly did fall in love with it a little bit, which is, it's crazy.
And what, you're doing rather well so far. I mean, Baker twice already. How did that feel?
Before I went in the tent, I think I was there week one and I just thought, just got to physically survive, you know. I didn't want to cut myself on anything, which I did. I didn't want to get caught in any dough hooks or anything, and you know, it was just a case of survival physically through weekend one. And then when I did, I was like, oh wow, that was unexpected in terms of the competition. And I genuinely never contemplated the thought that I would be a star baker, and it feels such an honor. I feel really lucky.
Well, you've done really well, and obviously it's showing that skill and that passion. It's certainly coming through.
Yeah.
So am I right in thinking the series now, it's all been recorded, it's all done and dusted, and you've just got to sort of be tight-lipped on how it unfolds?
It's horrible. You feel like you're lying to the world, but no, completely, it is recorded, so I feel like I've got secrets.
Yeah, how do you avoid those questions then? Do you just literally keep yourself locked away, just try and avoid all human contact?
I mean, sometimes you feel a little bit like that, but no, it's been great to like get out, and people have been so supportive and also really respectful. They obviously know that you do kind of know what's gone on, and therefore people have just been incredible about sort of not trying to push anything too much. So and also it keeps the suspense for everyone, like, you know, it's exciting. You guys get to wait a little bit longer and sort of see how it all unfolds, which I think is really nice. So I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
I guess the top tip there is stay away from social media and try and make sure that you don't accidentally, maybe late on at night, had a couple of drinks, get involved in a conversation, tweet the winner. No one would ever do that, though, would they?
No.
Prematurely.
And that's the thing, actually, social media can be a bit of a minefield, so you do have to be careful with that, but luckily I don't drink very much, so I kind of hopefully will avoid any of those risks.
Bring me a higher love. Kygo featuring the vocals of Whitney Houston, Higher Love, on Chester's D106.3. On the line this morning, I have Steph from the Great British Bake Off. How difficult is it to concentrate with Noel Fielding around and some of those very loud shirts that he wears?
Oh, do you know what? He was my absolute favourite at the time. He was so supportive, and he comes across as a bit of the joker. And, oh, yeah, definitely slightly annoying big brother kind of thing. But, no, he just was... He and Sandy were just incredibly supportive. And, you know, what they catch on camera is the good bits kind of thing. But they were also there just to literally scoop you up if you had any little meltdowns and whatnot. So, yeah, they were amazing.
Tell us a bit about your life in Chester. How long have you been here?
I moved up here when I was about 5, and my granddad was living up here at the time, so my mum got a job move. So, yeah, I've lived here a long time now, so this is well and truly home.
I believe you've worked quite a few jobs, or I'm sure I read in one of the interviews with you that you had 3 jobs at the same time in Chester, is that right?
Yeah, well, kind of. I work, I work part-time in a running shop in Chester, and then my mum's got her own business, and I do a bit of part-time work for her. And then I also was doing some sort of work experience type work at my old school. So, yeah, just been dabbling with quite a few things, to be honest. So it's quite fun.
What's your old school?
I was at the Queen School.
Oh, excellent. So yeah. Where do you get any time to bake with all that going on? Where have you honed this craft?
Well, I don't know. As soon as... On days when I'm not in work, I like to... I like running as well, so, you know, let's just add one more thing to the pot. But other than occasionally some exercise, then, yeah, baking is the next best thing. So just whenever I can, really. And, you know, like, there's never too little time to try out these things. So it kind of implies I don't have a massive social life, doesn't it?
Well, it's doing you a lot of good at the moment. I'm assuming when you go out running as well, you're listening to D106.3, is that right?
Oh, of course.
Good stuff.
Yeah, always tuning in.
Glad to hear it. So I'm going to ask you a question about Chester. On a Saturday, where would you most likely be found? At the racecourse, at Rosie's nightclub, or walking by the River Dee?
Walking by the River Dee, definitely. Sorry, I'm a bit of a lightweight.
What's your favourite thing to do in Chester in your free time?
I like being outside in sort of open space, so genuinely, I love just going for a walk. And I love going and getting a coffee. Like, I'm a typical sort of coffee come bruncher. So, yeah, going and grabbing a coffee in Chester and having a walk around. And it never gets old, does it? It's beautiful around here, so, yeah. And it has to... I mean, I quite like it when it's a nice day as well.
Yeah.
The sun's out. Winner.
Is there any favourite cafes in particular around Chester?
Oh, am I allowed to name them?
Well, you can name check a few.
I love a bit of a Jaunty Goat coffee.
Oh, very nice. Yes, I've been in there.
Yeah. There's a few up Northgate Street, aren't there? That I might have been to. Marmalade? Yeah. I'm probably just talking about random names now.
Here is a big question for you right now. What is your favourite biscuit to dunk in your brew?
Oh, Hobnob. And maybe chocolate covered as well, and then you get a bit of melty chocolateness.
That sounds good. I'm going to do that straight after this interview.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'll be having for breakfast.
Oh, delicious.
I told you, it's big questions. If you could only eat one type of cake for the rest of your life, what would it be, Steph?
Carrot cake.
No hesitation.
No, on it.
And top tips for becoming a star baker?
Don't overcomplicate things, and I think just, I don't know, if you love what you're doing, you don't overcomplicate things, and if you can master a bit of the basics beforehand, maybe.
Oh, Steph, it's been great to chat to you after talking about you for so long on The Breakfast Show as well, and each week we've been monitoring your progress and following you, and we're so glad that you've been Star Baker a couple of times as well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Really impressive stuff. You'll have to keep in touch with us and let's see how you progress during the rest of the TV show.
Yeah, well, thank you guys so much for your support, and yeah, everyone as well. It has been incredible, so thank you.
The Breakfast Show with Broughton Shopping and Leisure. Visit your local destination, Broughton Shopping and Leisure, for fashion, film and food this week. Your station, Chester's D106.3.